Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
26 years ago, get ready, Dave Harrigan, this happened.
Anderson hasn't missed in 2 years.
So that's a pretty good bet if you say, do you think Gary Anderson
not really
will make this field goal? The answer should be yes.
39 yards away, and it's not good.
Wide left.
Is that where it went?
Wide left.
Could be the too high.
Could be the superstar's fault with the snap. Chad Urban, Dave Harrigan, is this the ultimate soul-crushing loss?
Yes.
For a Minnesota sports fan? You
yes.
are correct.
It's not a question.
I don't think it's a debate, but I want you.
Favre in New Orleans was bad.
Yeah.
This is a different strategy.
I got a couple other contenders, but I want you to chime in. I was reminded this on Twitter, and I thought, why not? I'm the guy who all year kept saying, knock it off. Enjoy it. Enjoy the season. Stop telling me it's going to end. And then what happened? They just fell off a mountain the last two games. And you know what they said to me and others who said it? You should know better. You've lived here long enough. You should know better. And here we go. Do you agree this is the ultimate soul-crushing sports loss in the history of Minnesota sports? I mean, we were going to win the after-school floor hockey game, but I didn't have a glove to start the game. I was a tremendous goaltender. Well, what happened is the opponents we were playing, it was my buddy Tom, and I was using his glove, and he said, well, I'm not going to let you use it because we're playing you.
What age was this?
I think it's my fourth or fifth grade.
Okay.
I haven't been the same since. Yeah.
What happened to your glove?
I was using my buddy Tom's.
Throughout the whole season?
Pretty much. And then also,
couldn't get your own glove?
I should have brought it, but I was so reliant on Tom. And then all of a sudden, finally somebody threw me a glove after I'd let in like 19 goals. Then I was Ken Dryden. Okay, but doesn't help when you're
before
down.
Before that, you were Tredyak before they yanked him?
When you're down 19-0. So that's probably number two. Probably number two at Edward D. Neal School. Is this the most soul-crushing Minnesota sports loss? You can call in right now. Somebody's calling in right now if you want to check and see if that person wants to get online. That's fine. Because I don't see how it's close. I really don't. And I got it on Favre, and we'll get there. Because I could say 15 years ago today, Brett Favre and the Vikings destroyed the Dallas Cowboys. And that was a great season. There's no doubt. But we know what happened the next week with Bountygate. But I just jotted them down. Of course, it was 30-27. They lost.
Really?
Yeah, just want to remind
interesting.
You. Interesting. In case you had DVR'd the game and just been busy and haven't been able to get to it. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. after Gary missed his 39-yard kick in the fourth quarter. Did somebody else named Anderson make a 39-yard kick to win it in overtime?
They did, but do you remember how many times the Vikings punted in overtime? Do you remember? Twice.
Was it twice?
Twice.
I only remember once because they got the ball.
Twice. They punted twice.
I remember a
Falcons,
third down.
Falcons punted once, obviously.
They threw it deep to Randy.
Yeah.
It was knocked away. The ball was underthrown just a little bit.
It was.
And that was your ball game.
That was your ball game. Randy Moss had changed everything, right? The season before, the season would end where Denny writes a book where he's going to take on the gang at 10, including my guy Wheelock, and he's going to end up owning the team. He's about to get fired, right? And it wasn't because of an incompetence. It was a staleness.
Yeah, it was one and done, one and done, one and done,
that's
one
it.
And done.
Denny Green had come in when the team had quit on Bergeron. And most of us thought, well, they're going to have to rebuild for 2 or 3 years. There was no rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
There was no rebuilding.
They reloaded is what they did.
And, you know, his biggest mistake early is he didn't stay with Gannon. He didn't stay patient with Gannon, right? And he should have. He dealt, gave Sean, of all people, Sean Salisbury an opportunity. You've got to be kidding me. And there was a rotation of McMahon and Moon. And Brad Johnson gets hurt. And Randall Cunningham, who had had those dazzling days in Philly, who was retired,
putting in kitchen floors, wasn't
kitchen
that always
floors,
the,
hardwood
always the story,
floors,
every
yes.
single game.
And he's the NFL offensive player of the year. But Moss changed everything because, and they win a crazy Giants game the year before when Denny's clock management in that game was just so horrible. But they just got lucky with a couple fluke plays. But, yeah, all of a sudden you started going down to Mankato. And I still remember Jeff Diamond. I was a little shocked. I played golf. And Diamond says to me, he goes, this guy's just different. I'm like, okay.
We'll see.
We'll see. You know, like I'm Jerry Rice at the time. And he looks at me and goes, no. I go, you already got Carter. I go, you got Carter, maybe the best receiving game. He goes, no. He's different than Carter. And pretty quickly, including the opening game against the Bucks.
Bucks, yeah.
He was different than Carter. Yeah. And then the Bucks, the only team they lost to, down in Tampa. They go 15-1. They score 556 points, then an NFL record. They destroy the Cardinals, right?
Yes. Jake Plummer, I believe.
Yeah. My guy. And on one of the last plays of the game, John Randall gets hurt. Should not have been in the game. But all these coaches, they all do it. They all keep guys in late.
Mm-hmm.
Flip Saunders, final exhibition game of the 2003-2004 season. He has Troy Hudson in the game for no reason. And he rolls his ankle really bad. He never was the same the entire year. It's a little underrated part of that season. Because T-Hud, who would have been an outstanding backup for Cassell, was in and out, in and out, in and out. And then when you get to Sam's injury, because Sam's injury is on here, you got KG and Freddie Hoiberg as your point guards when they're playing Shaq and Kobe. Think about that.
I mean, when you put KG at the point, that's a good mismatch.
Basically, what Garnett would do is he would dribble the ball up court, pass the wing to Freddie, pass it back to him in the orchestrate. Then he's going against Peak, Kobe, and Shaq, and all that going on.
It's fine.
That we can't underestimate how brilliant Garnett was for multiple years. They're leading 20-7. I sat in the stands that day. The press box was going to be packed. I could have pulled it off, but I wanted to sit with a longtime buddy of mine who was a Vikings fan. Had a relative who could get some tickets. We had some good tickets.
Oh, nice. Good connection.
By the way, it was the racial animus that was those words that were uttered after that game towards Denny and Randall Cunningham were disgusting by some people. Like, gross. 20-7. I still stand by it. Shockingly. Turned out it was wrong, but I still think it was the right decision. They get it late in the half. Billick just looks at Denny. What do you want? Keep going. My guy Stussy. That's when, you know, Dan and I are together. That's when we had a run of regulars of Robert Smith, Todd Stussy, and Chris Carter. We're getting some pretty damn good guests on on a regular basis. And Chuck Smith beats Stussy. Cunningham doesn't see it, and all of a sudden it's 2014. But what you also, a lot of people also forget, they're up 27-17 early in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So they're
fine.
Still up 10.
Everything's fine.
They're still up 10. And on the drive where Anderson would miss, and he hadn't missed a field goal or extra point the entire season. Only guy to ever do it. And as Summerall says, he hasn't missed in almost
Anderson
2 years.
Anderson hasn't missed in 2 years.
Robert goes out of bounds.
Yep.
Kept more time on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Did it a couple times that game. And we know what happens. He misses. They go down. And then a part of Denny's legacy with 30 seconds go, and the stadium's like, what the hell's going on? I mean, we can't forget, the Falcons were 14-2.
They were a good ball club.
They were a very good ball. Chris Chandler, Dan Reeves.
Jamal Anderson, heck of a year running
right,
the ball.
Right, you had some talented and talkative members of the defense.
The Dirty Birds.
The Dirty Birds. One, like the Vikings were quiet. You think Carter, Randall, and Moss were shrinking violence?
I think when Carter caught a first down ball, hey, thanks for trying to cover me there. I'm glad I got around you.
Exactly.
Well, let's do it again.
Denny takes the knee. 30 seconds to go. Now, you could say it turned out okay because they got the ball back two more times in overtime. All right. Anson, hang on. Your call right when we get back. What are your memories of this game? Is there any doubt this is the most soul-crushing loss in Minnesota sports history? If not, what do you have? And was the last 2 weeks of the season just another reminder? Of course this happened 26 years ago. Of course Bountygate happened. Of course they went 0-4 in the Super Bowl. Because that's just what happens to Minnesota sports fans, or in particular, Minnesota Vikings fans. That regular season records are excellent. Good coaches. They've got another good one. GM, I don't know yet. It's a little different. I think the jury's out. I think that's a healthy way of saying it. What do you want to say? I'd love a bunch of phone calls. Anson, other folks calling in right now, call or text. 651-461-9226.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
All right, Anson had to hang up. I apologize. I should have tried to get you Anson earlier. He wanted to bring up Darren's drop. By the way, watch it. It wasn't a great pass. It was not a great pass. And again, am I still biased a little because Darren and I ended up becoming great friends? Yes. Watch it.
Did he get his hands on it, Jim?
He did get his hands on it, but it is an almost impossible, impossible catch. But that was the Anthony Carter run. Right? That's, they go 8-7. You got the season stopping for the strike. Mike Lynn basically is playing me and you in the scab game, so to speak. They back their way in. Burnsy's cranky as can be. And Anthony Carter against, it's got to be Bobby Hebert, Jim Mora, and the Saints, right? They go down there and just crush them. But now we got the big, bad, best team of the 80s. We got Montana, we got Rice, we got Craig, and they kick their butt. And the story everybody tells in the media is Reggie Rutland gets an interception, and my father stands up in the press box. Go, Reggie. Go, Reggie. Go, Reggie. Go, Reggie. He's very, very nonpartisan. And then they play one of those many great Joe Gibbs teams, and they're driving with Wade. And they're losing 17-10, I think, where that pass. And then they go to end up crushing the Broncos. I think that's the game where Jay Schrader starts. And Schrader gets hurt, and Doug Williams throws for like 18 touchdowns or something like that.
A good amount of touchdowns.
Joe Gibbs, even as much as he's acknowledged, he's still underrated. He won.
That's fair.
He never had Joe Montana, Tom Brady. He kept winning with different guys.
Mark Rippon.
Rippon, Theismann, and the Schrader, Doug Williams combo. All good. Nobody great. That Rippon team, though, that won here, they were fantastic. All right, let's take some calls. Without a doubt, to Dave and I, 26 years ago, the most soul-crushing loss in Minnesota sports history, the 30-27, the Gary Anderson miss, the Denny take a knee, all that. What do you got? Bill, let's call it in. Bill, thank you so much for listening. Go ahead. You're on News Talk 830 WCCO.
So I'm going to tell this story, and my dad is probably listening to you right now in Cottage Grove, but right. He drove me to college in northeastern Missouri, 8 hours away, the day before so we could watch the game. None of the college was open that morning or that early afternoon, so we had to watch half the game in like a rec center TV in the corner. So far, so good. Went to my fraternity house, which finally opened up. Watched the second half of the game in northeastern Missouri with a bunch of Rams fans who didn't care. And then watched the Vikings lose at the very end. He had to drive home by himself 8 hours after that game.
Oh, my God.
How he did not drive himself off the road, I don't know.
That's a great story.
And in my fraternity room, somehow somebody found an old Brett Favre Atlanta Falcons jersey, threw it on, and did the dirty bird in my room all night long.
Oh, that's great. You couldn't admire it at the time, but you got to admire it now, right?
I how do you find a Brett Favre
that fast?
I don't even know.
That fast, and Bill.
One last thing. Oh, yeah. I don't mean to diss. Yeah, I don't mean to diss on your advertisers, but the California Psychics. If they didn't see the fires coming, man, I don't know if I would trust those guys. Just
well,
saying.
And just remember,
right, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Remember, they turned down 98% of those folks who apply.
Only the best of the best.
Yeah, where were they? I love one of their texts, by the way. Recency bias. When I'm talking about a game from 26 years ago, I mean, you're a grizzled veteran, man. I appreciate it. He's talking about the Hail Mary game, which I think we talked about. That's December 28th. That's right up there. That was a great Vikings team. Not as great. Not as, let's put it this way, not as dominant as the 98 team. But that's Rashad's first year. Foreman had an amazing year. Probably Tarkenton's last spectacular year. And maybe when the defense, when they still had the juice in them, because the Cowboys weren't great. I think they were like the Dirty Dozen because they had all these rookies or something. So, yeah, for sure. I mean, is there any doubt your three soul-crushing losses for the Vikings if you don't count Super Bowls? And they didn't have any end-of-game Super Bowl trauma.
No.
But
I mean, losing to the Chiefs, they were a definite favor in that game, right?
Huge favor.
Yeah.
Huge favor. And the Chiefs toyed with them the entire time. Dolphins, Steelers, Raiders, they were viewed as having a chance to win all those games.
Sure.
I think they might have been the underdog in all those games. Think about how good the AFC was in the 70s. They lost to the three super teams of that. But it's the Hail Mary. It's Bounty Gate, and it's Take a Knee. Put to me, no doubt, Take a Knee is number one.
It's the only game, aside from, like I said, the Chiefs Super Bowl, where Vikings fans went in supremely confident.
Yeah.
It wasn't, I hope we can win this one. I think we've got a good chance. We will win this game.
The idea
the team is going to Miami in the Super Bowl. I can't wait for 2 weeks from now because we're going to be playing in the Super Bowl.
Correct. We were going to Miami. I mean, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Pat has called in. Go ahead, Pat. You're on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Hello.
Yes. What do you have, Pat?
Yeah. 26 years ago, I was hearing you on the radio, so I had to chime in that I was just telling my husband this morning, do you realize what happened 26 years ago? And he didn't know.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you had your heart attack 26 years ago after the Vikings game.
No.
So we had season tickets and we were there for that game and we were up and down and jumping and all this good stuff. And apparently he dislodged a piece of calcium in his bloodstream.
Oh, my God.
Caused him to have a heart attack.
I thought you were joking.
Yeah.
Really had a heart attack.
No, I'm not joking. It was a
That's the definitive Vikings loss right there. Okay, so what happens? Do you go right to the hospital?
Well, it didn't happen immediately after we got home, and in the evening, he was noticing he had some shortness of breath and that, so I took him in, and they hospitalized him, and he had to have a stent put in, and all that. He had to have rehab. It was a long, long rehab after that day.
Oh, but he's doing fine now if you're able to needle him this morning, right?
He is totally fine now and hasn't had any episodes since then. I just wish the Vikings would give us a win one of these times.
Well, give up on that idea. It's never happened. Thank you, Pat. I'm glad your husband's great. More text here, then we'll pause and get to Major. Text, when cutting up drop back to pass before the half, I did this mistake, just run out the clock. Next thing you know, the sack and touchdown. This is when the game was lost, arrogance by Green. I know a lot of people feel that way, and it turned out terrible. I thought it was the right decision. As a 15-year-old, reading your text, as a 15-year-old Packer fan watching the game with extended family, we're all Vikings fans. I remember my mom yelling at me to knock it off laughing too loud as they missed the kick. It was delicious. Oh, man. Blair Walsh and Seattle. Coldest game ever.
Mm-hmm.
Bud walks out there. Now somebody's blaming O'Connell for choking. O'Connell has to own some of the responsibility the last 2 weeks, no doubt. But the game wasn't close enough to choke, right? Worse for me when the ref stole the game for the Liberty. Yeah, that was bad this year. There's no doubt, by the way. They could have done something about it, but it was bad. Other games I just jotted down. How about Gopher Hockey and Holy Cross?
Yeah, that's one.
Sam Cassell and his injury. Gopher basketball, which would have been wiped away, but Eric Harris gets hurt.
Yeah.
Eric Harris gets hurt. But, yeah, this is the top of the list. All right, I'm mad at Major Garrett, and I'm going to tell you why when we come back.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.